From Day to DeRocher to Jansen, it's double play with DeRocher and Day. With their guest, Larry Jansen, here's another chapter of Double Play with DeRocher and Day. Welcome to another visit with baseball's most exciting and controversial couple, Lorraine Day and Leo DeRocher, with their guest for today, Larry Jansen. And now, two great names in baseball, Jansen and DeRocher.
This is the way we do it, DeRocher. What do you throw? A spitter. Against the law.
Hey, wait a minute. Is this the right program? That sounded like a couple of kids. Well, here's Lorraine. Let's see what she has to say about it.
Hiya, fellas. Hello, friends. This is Double Play from DeRocher to Day to Jansen. And Dale's daddy is Larry Jansen, the great New York Giant pitcher, who is our guest on Double Play today. Chris, why don't you go out and get the old folks and bring them into the dugout?
Well, for a moment, we thought the small fry had taken over. Before Chris DeRocher brings in the old folks or the starting lineup, here's something for you to line up. And now back to Double Play with Leo DeRocher and Lorraine Day and their guest, Larry Jansen.
Let's sit down, Dale. You want to grow up to be a pitcher like your father?
There's so many new rules, you know, but you got to get the ball over the plate now, and they're making it a little tough on you.
Hiya, Larry.
How are you doing, Lorraine?
Oh, I've got lots of questions to ask you. Speaking of those new pitchers, here's one right here. A question from Jerry Linton in Hollywood, California. It says, Dear Lorraine, is the slider a new pitch, or is it something that just came up recently? I'd really appreciate your answering this for me. Thanks a lot. Well, you throw a slider, don't you, Larry?
Yes, I do, Lorraine, and I would say that the slider is probably just called a slider. I think it's a new pitch. I think they used to call the pitch a sailor or something. Isn't that little
years ago? Yes, you remember Frankie Frisch when these fellas started to throw these palm balls and knuckleballs and all that stuff, and then they come up with a slider. He called it a nickel curve.
Nickel curve.
That's right, and it's a form of, as Larry knows, it's a form of a curve ball, only it doesn't break as much as a real good curve does. It's just more of a fast ball that just slides maybe 2 or 3 inches.
Well, do you hold it any differently than you would any other curve?
Well, I think you better let Larry
Dale
would
borrow your ball, okay?
I would say, Lorraine, that the slider is held the same as the curve, and that the difference is in your wrist action. A slider, I always throw mine with the ball coming off the tip of my finger, off to the side of the finger, and the curve ball, actually, you throw it with the breaking of your wrist, and the curve comes out of there.
Well,
and your fastball is thrown off the end of your finger.
And the slider comes off
sort of off the side, just a little bit off the side, yes. You call a curve a quarter, well, a slider's about a nickel curve.
Well, does Sal Magley throw a slider?
I know the other night I got into a talk with Sal about throwing the curve balls, and I accused him of throwing two curves. And he said, well, I've got to disagree with you a little bit, Skip. He says, I throw three. And I said, what do you mean three? He said, well, I throw three kinds of curveballs.
And he actually knows how he throws
them. I really don't know how he does it, but I know that he's got a real good curve.
Yes, he has.
I'm certainly not going to change him.
Well, you know, before we get into this next letter, I think that the fans would like to know that cute story I heard about Larry in a game in Philadelphia. It seems that Larry didn't have any control this day or didn't have very much on the ball, and the Philadelphia club was hitting him all over the park. I was listening to this game on the radio, and afterwards they said after the game that Larry came in and said that they were hitting him so good that and were so anxious to get to him that he was surprised that they didn't hit out of turn.
Well, that's quite right, Leo and Lorraine. And before the game, well, as I warmed up, I didn't get real loose. My shoulder was real tight. And Western asked me if I had anything tonight. I said, gee, no, Wes. He says, I haven't got too much. He says, boys, we'll go out and mastermind it. And I said, well, that's going to be a great pair, Jansen and Wes, out trying to master somebody through a ball game. We did win the game.
You gave me a little bit of trouble, though, listening to it.
Well, I was a little
was
trouble myself.
My nail.
They talk about masterminding. It was in Philadelphia that Jansen and Coslow needled me and tipped me off to Bobby Thompson. Now, if you recall, Bobby Thompson in 1951... could not seem to hit the ball whatsoever. He hit 220 and 230. Well, I hit 220 when I played, and that was my batting average. And Thompson, I figured, could hit 220 with his wrist. And I wanted him to hit that ball, and I tried everything with him, and nothing would work. Larry Jansen one day said, why don't you do something with that fella? And I said, he's kept me awake night worrying about him, Larry. I said, what can I do? Tell me. I wasn't in baseball in 1947. Does this fella stand now, like he did in 1947? And Larry said, no. I said, what do you mean, no? And Coswell spoke up and said, it's altogether different. And I said, well, just a minute. And I got a bat and I said, show me. Show me how this fella stood in 1947. So Jansen got up and stood over the plate with his feet closer together and his arms out like that and the bat straight up and his arms over the plate. And I said, you mean to tell me he stood this way in 1947? And they said, yes. So they needled me just enough that I went out having batting practice and I went out to home plate, and when Bobby's turn come to hit, I said, Bobby, I'd like to have you stand like you did in 1947. Take that stance at the plate. Well, he sort of got that same indifferent attitude, and I got real mad, and I jumped him, and I said, listen, you're either going to stand that way or you're not going to stand at all. And he said, well, I stood this way. And he proceeded to stand like Larry told me he had. And I said, well, why don't you try that? You can't be worse. And from that night on, Bobby Thompson was one of the best hitters in baseball. And it's all because of Larry Jansen. They say that they're going to mastermind. If it wasn't for Jansen and Coslow, I don't think I'd have ever got Bobby Thompson to do that.
Well, now I want to know why Mr. Jansen and Mr. Coslow don't go out there and stand at the plate like that themselves, then, if they've made such
well,
a good
hitter. Well, once in a while,
Bobby.
They do, you know. Larry and Dave are not the worst hitters in baseball.
Our pitchers go. My left foot's weak.
You left foot's weak. Well, you were telling Leo something about having trouble walking people. I mean, when you were supposed to intentionally walk a man, that you were scared to death that you would miss the
catcher. That's right. I think that's one of the very hard things for me to do on a mound, is when I have to intentionally walk someone. A fellow usually doesn't throw the balls hard, and a lot of times yourself, you've probably seen an infielder lob the ball to first base and throw it away. Well, that's the way I am when I'm pitching. I'm scared I walk someone intentionally that I'm going to miss the catcher.
Well, they've changed that rule now. The catcher can put, we'll just have one foot in the box and step a little further out. He can get a yard farther out now.
A couple years ago, when they could stand in, they had to stand in real close to the hitter.
Yeah.
Well, you really got to be careful, and you always tried to lead your catcher from when he'd jump out after you made the pitch. And
it worried me, too. I was afraid you fellas might throw the ball away, too, or get one too good, the fella might whack it on you.
Right now, how about a seventh inning stretch and letting our sponsor get in a few pitches?
And now back to Double Play with DeRosier and Day.
Okay, back to baseball and Larry. Here's a question for you. It says, don't you think a relief pitcher should get just as much money as a starter, since they always say you can't win a pennant winner without a good fireman? Thank you and best wishes from Jack Mason, New York City.
Well, do they or don't they?
I don't know. Do they or don't they?
Well, no. You'll find that your starting pitcher, he pitches every fourth day, is entitled.
Your relief pitcher pitches every day.
Your good pitchers, you'll notice at the end of the year, they always complete from 20 to 25 ball games. Well, the relief pitcher wasn't helping him one bit.
Yes, but take, for instance, the case of Philadelphia. They could never have won without Constanti. And you know that the Yankees, their great fireman, Page, they could never have won without him.
I can name you another one. Hugh Casey was tremendous.
Don't you think a great relief pitcher should be paid?
You know, all your starting pitchers will relieve probably 10, 12 times a year.
Yeah, how about that? Don't you think they're entitled to more money?
Listen, I'm arguing for everybody to get more money. Yeah, I'm generous as long as it isn't my money that has to go out.
Well, Larry goes for that, don't you, Larry?
Yeah.
Sure, you don't mind.
But, you know, well, maybe if you get two fellas that each can go five.
You're bringing back to the old rule of starting.
We do that all spring training.
Sure.
That's tough, huh? Well, what about you, Dale? What do you say to your dad if he had to stay and a relief pitcher has to come in and relieve him? When you're on your way home, do you sort of give him a pep talk or anything?
No.
You don't discuss it with him?
Mm-mm.
You mean you're just a quiet fella? That isn't the way it is in our household.
That isn't the way Chris does. What do you say to me when we lose a ball game?
I think
we lose.
We lose
today.
Yeah, and
yeah,
you
we'll
lose.
Get him tomorrow.
That's right. Manager's always to blame.
Sure.
Well, I have another question, too. This is from Las Vegas. Abe Schiller wants to know. It says, Dear Lorraine, I've heard many pitchers squawk about playing night baseball. How about it? Is the advantage with the pitcher or with the batter? I wish you the best of luck for your program. Very sincerely, Abe Schiller. Thank you, Abe. We appreciate the good wishes. What about it?
I think the pitcher has the advantage. Now, you're going to find Leo. Maybe he's going to be for the hitters, or there is a lot of hitters that like night baseball. But I like to pitch night ball. Not especially like you, but I think the pitcher has the advantage because the hitter, I don't think, can see all of the baseball.
Do you think a fastball pitcher is more effective at night? than a curveball pitcher?
Probably a real good fastball pitcher, yes. But I think the breaking ball pitcher is probably has a little edge tonight because, as I said, I don't think the pitcher or the hitter can pick up the spin of the ball to tell whether it's a curve or a fastball.
You take a real exceptional Newcomb would be one. Rex Barney, when he was with the Dodgers, a real great fastball. They might have an edge on a hitter at night, but I think a breaking ball pitcher is much more effective at night than he is in the daytime. You only get to see the top half of the ball. You don't get to see the underneath part. And a breaking ball pitcher can change the speeds of the ball. And I think he's much more effective at night.
Well, what about the hitters? How do they feel?
I don't think...
I should ask you.
Well, what do you mean you should ask me?
Yeah, we should ask him how a hitter feels at night.
That's right.
Well, of course, when...
He couldn't see the ball even in the daytime.
Well, I always hit enough, just enough to manage
enough
to stay in the
league. Major
that's
league.
About all. But I had trouble day or night. Didn't make any difference.
What was your average?
Now, just a minute, Larry. I hit 220. I said that before, 220. Quite an average, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty good pitcher's average.
Pitcher's average. I wish I had some pitchers that hit 220.
Well, now what about the hitters?
I think that the hitters, you'll find some hitters that like to hit at night and do hit better at night. But I think the overall picture that the ball players in the major leagues, I think that they would much rather play every game in the daytime than they would at night. I don't think the ball players really like night baseball.
I like night baseball better. Feels more like a date. I like to go out at night rather than in the daytime. I have other things to do. Anyway, but
sure.
I'm out there anyway, and you know, when a guy like Larry pitches, it doesn't give me too much concern. I don't worry too much, Larry, really, although I was kidding you about that Philadelphia game. I can go out there and relax when you're pitching because of your great control.
Yeah, but it's great control. I know some days I wish he didn't have such great control. Every time I look up, the ball's going in the upper deck. Boom, home run.
Well, wait a minute. We have some pretty good hitters today. If all the hitters were like you, hit 220, I wouldn't have to worry about home runs every time.
Oh, how do you like this guy? Home run.
Well, what about your control? When does he have his best control?
He has his best control every time I send him out there. He seems like he has great control. And as I say, some days he has too good control. They hit those home runs off him, the gopher ball, we call it.
Well, Leo, I've heard you say that some of your pitchers have their best control when they're intentionally walking a man.
Well, that's all right. That's the time to have it.
Well, I'm sorry, but time's up. We have to say goodbye this week. See you next week, same time, same station. Thank you, Larry and Dale Jansen.
You've been listening to another chapter of Double Play with baseball's most exciting couple, Lorraine Day and Leo DeRocher. Today, Lorraine and Leo had as their guest Larry Jansen. Join us when again it's time for Double Play with Leo DeRocher and Lorraine Day, plus another big-time guest star. Double Play is produced by Marty Martin, directed by Ted Nealon, and is a Martet production.